I don't think we ever, like, you know, walked into it thinking, let's make something that's more focused and, you know, accessible or anything.
Da oppfølgeren til Grizzly Bears 3 år gamle Yellow House kom ut tidligere I år, var det til jublende kritikker. Og det ikke uten grunn, for Wicked Timmest full av vare, storslagne og tidløse popmelodier, som praktisk talt til å lene seg tilbake og la seg pakke inn I. Our haven on the southern point is calling up. Hemmeligheten ligger I harmoniene og den forseggjorte produksjonen, og pussig nok, som Daniel Rossen kan fortelle, I å begrense seg.
I think we were aware that Yellow House was a little bit obscured by layers. You know, we have a tendency when recording to just pile and pile and pile and pile every single idea that we possibly have, and it's exciting, but the end product ends up being not as easy for, I think, a listener to really get. Like, we might hear it one way, but it doesn't really sound the way it should or something.
We're getting better. We're still there's still things that I think, you know, there's still the urge there. But yeah, we definitely just tried to sort of, I don't know, at the end of the day, is this part enhancing the song? Is it essential to whatever the energy or spirit of the song is?
There were times we tried to just make it the least number of elements possible to get the idea across in each song. It's also just a consequence of being a little bit older. I mean, at least for Bear and I and Chris Taylor, I was like 21 or 2 when we did Yellow House, and I'm 26. I mean, that's a big difference. I think you grow a lot as a person in that time, and I think it's very natural that what we do is going to just sound different because everybody's just older.
Til tross for at Wicked Timmest det tredje albumet gitt ut under Grizzly Bear-navnet, var det I hovedsak Edward Drowsy alene som sto for debuten Horn of Plenty fra 2004. Derfor var det bare andre gang de 4 bandmedlemmene Drowsy, Rossen, Taylor og Bear lagde plate sammen, og det opplevdes ifølge Daniel ganske annerledes enn sist.
A lot more of the stuff was like worked out, just having us play through things before we actually put it to recording, which I think ended up changing it a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think if anything, it was nice to see that the format could change so drastically between the 2 records that we've done as the 4 of us and still seem to work. I don't think we didn't really know going into Wicked Timmest if it would even work, if we would like what we came up with, and it ended up being something that we really like.
Grizzly Bear holder til I Brooklyn, New York, men har mer enn en gang blitt konfrontert med at musikken de lager ikke høres ut som hva man vanligvis forbinder med den hippe rockebydelen.
We tend to get pretty far away from the city whenever we record, so...
Yeah, it's sort of become part of our... If there is anything that's sort of steady about our recording process, it's usually always that we end up leaving the city and finding a, you know, a different place to... work on the music and record the music and stuff.
As far as leaving the city, I mean, we really like to be as comfortable as possible when we record so that we can kind of do anything any time of day and whatever anybody feels like doing. So it does affect the way we end up making music, I think, because we just end up, it's just a lot more open and kind of free to do whatever at any time.
The creative ideas are like kind of constantly stewing and rather than, I don't know, I feel like, especially in the early stages, if we were just tossing ideas around at home, you know, you can always go back to your house and meet up with a friend and have this scheduled, and it can kind of interrupt the whole creative process. And so then, I don't know, I think having the 4 of us together in one place, it's kind of like it's constantly stewing. And
arbeidet med Wicked Timmest skjedde likevel ikke helt I et vakuum. Rett før innspillingen tok til, hadde Daniel laget en plate med sitt andre bandprosjekt, Department of Eagles.
Those were a lot of older, much older songs, kind of very nostalgic songs. And basically, when we spent a long time doing that record, basically right when we finished, we jumped pretty much straight into Wicked Timmest. So for me, it was kind of like a clean slate almost. I didn't really have that much, which actually made doing Vectim Assault a lot of fun, because it was very spontaneous a lot of the time, and writing the songs from the ground up with the whole band and just kind of trying a lot of things on the fly. So it was a lot more, like, because we got all that material out of the way, it kind of allowed Vectim to be a lot more collaborative and fun and exciting, I think. Lydverket. While you wait for the others to make it all worthwhile, all your useless pretensions are weighing on my time. You could beg for forgiveness as long as you like, or just wait out the evening. You'll only lead me dry. Yes, you'll only lead me dry. Out the east.